Right, where's that goblin?
I beat him to death mercifully.
Mercifully? Yes, she's got a merciful club.
We beat him unconscious, then dropped him down a well.
Is there anything else I can give you?
What does my thing look like?
Magic weapons and armour and a man.
It's like it's an elegant script, just a general sort of
maps the way out, lots of stuff.
So I get a tattoo with it?
Out the way out.
And palm your hand.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
And can you teach him to create some different food? It's very nice, but...
He varies it.
It's spongy, bit nutty in flavour, but you know.
It's tofu.
That wasn't what I was thinking.
I created raw meat.
Raw meat.
It wasn't Crenshaw.
No,
it tasted Crenshaw.
And that green pork, it was kind of
Mr.
sweet.
Mr. Lightman, can I go home soon? I miss my mom.
People. Green pork is people!
I know a little one. It will not be long.
These people are very nice, but...
It's my good orc friend, Solient.
Yes!
If he chooses the wrong path. Well, do not wish for that.
What movement was that?
It was like the giant D20.
It was the
giant, the sign of the universal sign for giant D20.
It was the Nescafe advert.
You're too young for the Nescafe advert.
I would seem to be. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's where they went.
Ah, Nescafe. They opened their hand and there were some beans in there.
Oh,
actual coffee beans.
They've spilled the beans.
They're not magic beans.
They were definitely not magic beans.
I don't remember that. I remember the Giles one.
Or seeds, they kind.
The story where it's like, oh, I love you, blah, blah.
That was it. That was the gold blend advert.
Was it gold blend? That was the advertising
See,
worked on me.
Nescafe was just sort of 80s folk shaking. Sort of
yeah, Nescafe
wrist.
Gold blend.
Yeah, I don't necessarily make gold blend, but they didn't do the wrist shape.
Well, it wasn't the gold blend, it was just their generic crap. Mm.
Yeah. So, the fancy light has just scarred us, speaking in a condescending tone, doesn't know where the hell how to get out of here.
But you know you're evil. You.
Yes.
Well, it'd be wrong, I'm not evil.
Some maps or magic weapons.
My character sheet says so.
Do you have anything to aid?
Right.
In fighting evil.
Yes.
More effective killing.
You would like me to do something with your weapon?
Yeah, magic it up. That'd be cool.
Plus five would be good.
A light shines on your weapon from there on. It begins to glow. The whole length of it begins to glow. It glows with a pure white light.
Thanks.
Yeah. They can see you coming from miles now, Guru.
In fact, if you look at it closely, you see that it's tiny flames running up and down.
Can you make the goblin man magic?
Walking his entire
I don't think he would wish it. His chosen profession does not take a kind to this kind of thing. As does yours does not also.
What about this big black thing in my chest then? Bloody well burnt when you went all lighting up.
There is nothing I can do about that, I'm afraid.
Alright.
I'm not powerful.
I just thought I was going to die then.
Oh, it's a god! Giant dwarf god!
I've done the best, I'm choking.
Did you not realise it was a god?
No! It doesn't seem very godlike to me besides being a giant dwarf!
It is the god of Shah.
Shah! I don't know how. It was all a dream, anyway.
Goddess of darkness. His shadow.
Oh, I don't know why she's taking interest in me.
It will lead you to a choice.
Fine.
His religious education is not particularly broad.
Because I'm a bloody wizard!
And a dwarf.
And a dwarf. You're right there, Muffin. What happened?
I almost choked on a piece of orange and then it almost came out of my nose, I think.
That's lovely.
Yes.
That's very
not quite nice. Like citric acid in the sinus.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's actually really hurting.
It's good for cleaning the...
Yes. So, what's through that gateway thing you just came through?
This is an archway for travelling.
So where can we travel to?
We want to go.
I'm afraid you cannot.
Oh, it's possible. Your friend is no fun.
Why not?
Because it is not for your kind.
Can I come and live with you?
I'm afraid you wouldn't enjoy it.
Go into the light, Phelan. Go into the light.
I don't like it here anymore.
But I live here.
But I want to go through there.
But through there is just as bad for you.
But then I would have gone secret place and I want to.
You'll find a secret place.
I haven't been to a tavern for weeks.
Why do you not continue to search the room? I will leave you.
Thank you.
Can't you tell us what's in here and save us the time?
What do you mean? I only know what is around here. I have already told you where you need to go.
Right. Well, around here is this room as well.
Is there anything we can do for you?
Getting lower.
No. I would suggest that you
chuckle hop
head to the southeast.
Oh, I don't know.
Head southeast. See what is there.
I was relying on chocolate hobnobs.
Lamps and archons like chocolate hobnobs.
Did it? Okay.
Well, it is the only exit from this level.
Right, thank you.
Do it in D.
It's not one.
Roll them in 20.
Here's one I prepared earlier.
32.
You continue to search the room. After 45 minutes of searching.
Do you think I have that much patience?
Probably. Yes, you do.
You find a single loose stone in the floor.
What about these big chains? Woo-hoo! How much do these big chains weigh? And can we take them with us?
There's a single loose stone on the floor.
Yay, I'll play with it.
Kick it around.
I head to the exit and sit down and wait for people.
Okay.
Perhaps you will lift the loose stone.
The loose stone seems locked into place.
The loose stone is locked.
The loose stone isn't very loose.
You realise that the stone is locked. There is a physical lock.
I unpick it.
Let's go smash the loose
stone. The nice light told me to keep searching. I found what he was telling me to search for. And now you're telling me not to touch it because it'll go boom.
We all heard it.
She said traps.
I'll search it for traps. I forgot about
that. Cunning plan.
27.
You realise it is trapped?
Yes.
Phew!
It is.
That was fortunate.
Some kind of trap that would cause you damage should it go off.
Unlike most traps, which give you flowers.
I disable said trap.
It is a spell. It sticks a lockpick in and it stops being magical.
Oh.
Natural 20!
34!
You disable it, you believe. You hammer a piton or something.
To stop
the glyph of warding going off.
The glyph of warding? Oh, bugger.
Carefully
outraise the glyph of warding.
Ouch. They're nasty.
Yeah.
It's your rubber tips. The tools that you rubber tip.
Mess that up and you'll be a pile of dust.
What do I get?
Unlock it.
Unlock. Is it unlocked? Or is it
loose? It's de-trapped.
Tell me what to do!
What is the highest roll you can get on open lock?
The highest? Mm-hmm. 17 plus 20, 37.
Getting there.
You mean she can't physically open it?
She might be able to open this one.
Take 20 on it.
This is why your wizard needs the knock spell.
I'll take 20.
Wizard doesn't have a knock spell. Not given access to them.
You take 20. You manage to unlock the tile.
Lift centre tile.
Yes.
Inside, underneath the stone, is a long, strong box.
About
that long. Quite thin.
Groot!
It's a swordy type box.
Alright.
A pointy stick box.
Okay.
You grab it. You lift it out. It's a long box.
Is it locked?
Yes, it's locked.
I'll unlock it.
Give me a roll on open lock. In fact, give me a roll on spot first.
Yeah,
where you trap your lock
on the box.
19.
It's trapped.
Double trap.
Open lock? Oh, trap.
Disable the lock. Nice.
30.
You disable the second glyph of warding blast.
Oh! Somebody doesn't want you to have this! No, sir!
Gorilla.
Suit you, Groot.
Suit you, Groot.
I will open the lock now, and I'll probably get like one, and I'll be able to open it.
And it blows up.
You're right.
21.
You're not even close to opening this lock.
I'll take 20. If I've taken this amount of time, I will take 20 and get 37.
Okay. You're not even close to opening
this lock.
You've never seen a lock as intricate as this.
Now, smashing it.
We can carry this around with us until you gain some levels. Or, I can break out my lockpicks.
Good old Canute.
I think we should have a discussion, and it shouldn't just be
shake it. Does it rattle?
Plus one great axe. Power attacking.
Okay.
Does it rattle?
Yes.
It rattles.
There's something inside the box. It doesn't rattle. It's like it's padded, but there's something that moves slightly when it moves.
Slightly. So yeah. No, right.
It's like it's like it's inset, possibly, into something.
Or flute.
Or big, sharp, pointy stick. Or a staff.
I had the most intricate lock I've ever seen.
Yeah. It did, actually. It didn't work. But it's very intricate.
Why don't you go around the back and take the hinges off? They never think of that.
There are none.
Damn!
I hit it till it opened.
There are no hinges.
You hit it and hit it and hit it and hit it and hit it. How long are you hitting it for?
Until I open it or it becomes obvious that my hitting it is doing nothing whatsoever to it.
You hit it about three times. You're not even denting the box or marking it in any fashion.
What have you found?
I've got a chain lock, but that isn't going to do any good.
It's very exciting.
Chain could lock it more.
I could lock it more. I could lock the lock, therefore unlocking it.
It's box, it's box, it's box. Oh, box.
Oh, having trouble.
It's absurdly difficult to open with a box.
I can't open it.
And I can't mark it.
We're all kicks it.
Let's all hide behind it. We'll be impervious.
Oh,
yeah, good. Everyone in single file, box out in front.
I should
okay?
Just use it as a weapon if it doesn't dent.
You stick a handle on the end of it and then just go around hitting things.
Or you don't want to make it into a shield. Something very, very shiny.
I did look at trying to get lock spell, but I can't get it anymore, can I? Until I find it.
You can get it when you get level.
It wasn't an option at 7th. It's like, no, I don't get any more.
It grew my leg, except for that bit.
You automatically get two spells when you gain level that just go, ooh, I realise those spells.
What? All right.
They don't have to be of your highest level.
All right, fair enough.
Any level you want.
Fair enough.
It's just generally when you just gained 4th level, it wasn't worth it.
Do you want anything else in this room?
Getting knock.
Have you found anything else?
Is there anything else in the space that this came out of?
No.
Not even a shiny little short sword?
No, I'm afraid no shiny short. There might be short swords.
Where have you got a shiny short
Shiny short sword.
Are you taking this box with you?
Yes.
It's a very big box.
Two gifts of warding down. Yeah.
I'm wrapping chain round it so it's like a handle. I'm going to use it as a shield.
Rattle would be honoured to carry it.
No, he won't run off with it. No, it's a shield. It's a half orcish shield.
Yeah. You don't use a shield. You're strapping it to your back then, aren't you?
Oh, I have got a shield actually. I've used it when I was using battle axe.
Yeah. Okay. Where are you heading?
South.
There's no doors, sir.
According to the nasty glowing tunnel of light.
You're going back to where you came?
Yeah. And then back through this door.
Well, if there's no other way out, then how can we go the other way?
Okay. You enter the large room you've been in the south of.
Yeah.
It's a dusty room with tracks running across it.
There's
a door
to the north. Everybody,
by the way. There's a door to the north and a door to the east that you haven't been through, I believe.
No, it goes against my natural instinct to go north and east. There we go.
We would like to go north and east. It's one of the south east.
Okay.
Are you heading straight east?
Bastion knows the way.
Kaboom!
Going through here?
Yeah.
You can try to get the door.
We've killed nothing.
We've killed nothing at all. This is not a good
bit then.
Yes!
My god will think I'm not worshipping properly that I've killed things.
Well, you've tried to hit that box. I mean, that helps.
I don't think his class is alive, or else I'd go around smashing pebbles. Look, I'm a 20th level pebble smasher.
I want to hit things with my new glowy axe.
Wah.
I suppose my old glowy heck.
Wah. Oh my lord.
Giant doors.
Doors, a thousand doors.
Thousand doors, I bet there is.
Well, six.
So one of the beings that works here doesn't even know how to get out of here. Lovely.
Is it a ghost?
He's forgotten.
Was it a ghost?
And no, whoever built this huge dungeon had some serious design flaws.
Oh, it's been an angel.
I'm sure that's a big pile of gold in that room, isn't it?
Well, that's a big pile of gold.
Nearly popped out then.
Oh, I see what it is.
I think nearly popped out. Yeah.
It's unfortunate when that happened.
You can't keep your eyes open when you're yawning. Is it your nose?
When it's sneezing.
That is.
I'm going to try.
Think of it as inertial dampness.
Or inertial dampness.
They dampen inertia.
What are we thinking of inertial dampeners?
Eyelids.
Eyelids are like your inertial dampeners to stop your eyeballs falling out.
I just yawned and I thought my eyeball was going to fall out.
Mm. Is that where you unscrew your tummy button and your bum
falls off? Yeah.
That does not happen.
I tried.
You need a special filling.
I did know somebody whose tummy button came undone. It's a bit unpleasant. They had to have surgery to put it back on again.
Did the innards pop out?
How did your tummy button fall off?
Well,
it might be winding
the way it's attached to your stomach.
Yeah.
It's all placenta and stuff.
It's attached to the inside, isn't it, technically?
Why are they attached to all
the
that?
The placenta's at the far end.
I don't know. Yeah. My biology.
Your umbilical cord leads to the navel.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Okay. Big placenta that you're in, connected to you by your umbilical cord, which is connected to all your sort of internal bits and blood system.
Okay.
Where you get lots of nutrients.
It's like a plug.
If your tummy button comes out,
have you seen Matrix when he comes out of the gets out of the Matrix and all the all the way up his arms and his back?
Just like that, except for only one.
Yeah.
Out at middle.
If it comes undone, it's not pleasant.
Mm. Tummy button come undone. Mm.
Yeah. They even tie it off, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, don't they use like plastic clips now, like we use them to keep the air out of plastic bags? When you get them at home, the things are clipped.
Yeah.
When you've had half a bag of crisps.
Well, just leave that in there, man.
Well, it shrivels up and drops off anyway.
Yeah, it does.
What, the plastic clip?
No,
you're umbilical cord.
Oh, I'm going to be sick! Shut up!
You know? So you shouldn't go around poking in it then.
Why is the
fluff always blue?
Yeah, why is the fluff always blue? He has blue fluff!
Why is the fluff always blue?
It doesn't wear anything blue. At all, ever.
Right, there's the question.
When you clean it out, be very careful.
Oh, he doesn't, I do.
When you clean out your husband's tummy button.
His fingers is horrible in this.
Very careful you don't undo his tummy button.
You're fibbing.
I'm really not.
It'll be like a hernia.
Bright blue.
Yeah, it's really not pleasant. Everyone laughed at him in a pub.
What? His tummy fell out of a pub?
No, they laughed at him in the pub because he had the operation to put his tummy button back on.
Put it back on. Like it comes off and he's just got this little round belly with no hole in it.
He's just like, oh,
little belly with no hole in
it. So we laughed at my housemate Dave because he had torsion of the testicle.
Twisted.
Twists round and cuts up in the blood supply and swells up and back and drops off apparently.
How big?
I don't know. I didn't look.
Did it go black?
Again, I won't believe his words.
What are we talking about?
Torsion of the testicle.
Oh dear.
I'm never having children.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Well, it's not really going to be a problem for you.
I know, but it might
there's
be
a whole,
child.
There's a whole other set of things about not having children. Like, oh my god.
Yes. They,
85% tearing, nasty. Anyway.
85% what?
There's lots of doors.
Tearing.
Lots of doors.
85% of what?
Women.
Well, 85% of the woman is torn.
No.
Experience tearing during childbirth.
Out of preference, I go through this door.
Out of preference! Out of preference, you'd rather go through this door than have some tearing.
Yes.
Pick a door with 100,000 doors.
What's northerly?
Pointing doesn't help.
Going east.
They would continue
easterly
and ignoring the doors.
I don't know about anybody else, but I want to go east.
We're ignoring.
Those.
My hand says we go.
Yeah, speak to the hand, it's got a graving on it.
Oh, I can be persuaded.
Let's follow the holy man.
The door
to
the
say first, southeast.
The first door to the right is open.
Ooh.
Okay. We don't leave open doors, we have a look at them.
That's something come out and
that's
attack
my
us.
Job.
Well, it's
eight
open,
long bunks are lined upon the walls of this chamber, taking up most of the southwest and northeastern corners. There is a low wooden table, and there are several stools in the middle of the room, as well as a simple weapons rack near both entrances. These racks contain a variety of clubs and axes. In the room, there are eight dog-headed men.
I attack.
Gnolls.
Decisive action from the half-orc.
You attack.
Yeah, power attack, kill.
They are there. They're just standing in the room chatting. They notice you.
Dead.
Of course they notice me. I've got a huge fucking flaming axe. I'm not exactly subtle.
Are you ringing?
I'm charging in and screaming and doing a mighty axe blow.
Okay.
Oh, get
they're
minis
probably
out.
Friendly, aren't they?
Dig me out.
Can you friendly gnolls? You can't have friendly gnolls, can you? It's not right.
They had a little goblin friend.
They did, kill them.
Dig me out 8 gnolls in some combat.
And
forgotten the miniatures. Okay, we should use dice then.
We should use
bullets.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, the bird and the box them out. Right.
Okay. Let's just have 6 then. Those D6s will be the gnolls.
What happens if one gets the bird and uses D6s?
Then you can borrow
you
one.
You can pick
mine.
The gnolls up. There's another
one. Release the gnolls in the room, please.
Use orange peel.
This is an orange peel as gnolls.
Because that's what they look like. It's a 10 by 10 with them.
I wonder if I flame next there's anything unusual.
I want a biscuit.
There's a lot to be said for Garut's philosophy, because if he attacks first, he can't determine if they're good or not.
You want a biscuit? You want a biscuit?
See,
biscuit. Helen has biscuits.
No, we're out of biscuits, actually.
Paul has eaten all the biscuits.
No, I didn't eat all the biscuits. We never got any biscuits in.
What?
I sent off a free biscuit today.
What kind of biscuits?
Those McVitie's chocolate orange.
Free ones!
Why are they free?
Because they're poisonous.
Somebody unhitched was just going through the internet trawling free stuff you could send off for. I've sent off some of the stuff as well, but I can't tell you while this is on.
Why?
I don't know.
Free testicle torsion and clenching devices.
Is it really, really rude?
Yeah, I'll write it down.
Tell us all.
You didn't go for some like KY jelly, did you?
Flavoured KY jelly.
The heating stuff, you know, the gel.
I think we're thinking of DP.
No. Full of Paul's fetishes.
KY of
it stops the torsion.
This heating gel, so you can get free samples.
As I would like to laugh at Paul's suggestion.
I have a question.
Just because I wanted to see why.
How do you know it took 6 weeks to deliver?
Because we looked it up.
And I know because that is actually wild.
Yeah,
because I could.
Because it's free stuff.
Did you get some?
No, I didn't order it, because it's 6 bloody weeks to get it.
Were you that desperate?
No.
you made your own by mixing together some Vaseline and some DP.
DP's.
I also sent off
Ralph Jacks. I remember that from Rugby Dirt.
Nivea Refreshing Face
Gel. It was advertised on TV for like weeks and weeks and weeks.
Bizarre tea-flavoured. Tea stuff.
Tea flavoured tea.
There's a site called Free Stuff UK.
Oh my god, that's
hundreds of
This was money saving something.
Just free companies just do free samples.
Orange and chocolate digestives though.
I once sent away for a KY pessary, but they never sent it to me.
Why?
Because it was free, but they never sent it. My
guess
on
a pessary. I'm serious!
Yeah. When I was a student many years ago.
Oh, look, Cheddar Lady! Free! Send up for some of them.
I keep wetting myself. Oh, hell.
I'm so curious as to what it actually feels like.
Yeah,
in
that's right. I'm just curious.
No,
I suspect it may feel slightly different on your hand than, say, a mucous membrane.
That's a very technical term.
Mucous membrane.
Yes, it's a correct term. It means there's a strange term.
Oh, sorry,
I use that with my year 12s.
It might feel different when you whack it on your cum.
That was in character.
To raise the tone by saying mucous membrane.
I think they're sound bite there.
Groot has something he'd like to share.
Just for the record, no, I don't intend to use it for that.
Well, that's what it's
for. I just wanted to own it, alright?
Just the joy of ownership.
It's like a BMW, they're rubbish, but you just want to own one.
No, I don't.
I do.
Well, that scuppered our chances of getting a free BMW, hasn't it?
Yeah. We were working so hard on that one.
Although I'm willing to be persuaded.
Give me a test drive and one for a year.
Change your mind.
I'll change my mind.
An industrial supply of cake.
An industrial supply, alright? I wish I never sent it.
Just the odd bag or two, you know.
You wish you never sent it.
A few hundred decilitres, you know, nothing too much.
12.
A sample pack.
Yeah, it doesn't say how big
a sample pack. It comes in one of those oil drums.
200 decilitres.
Well, I did say that we need quite a large amount.
Yeah.
Well, why?
Why?
It's simple.
Because Hal does not lend about foreplay. What's would see him.
Let's just go back and whack in that cunt, shall we?
And so to Gnolls.
Yes, back to the gnolls. The gnolls are applying deep heat to themselves.
Woohoo! We come on a scene that instantly causes Groot to attack. I wonder what that could be.
You come on a scene.
With the D6, they could be numbered 1 to 6.
Wow.
Oh, I'm writing things down that you're not telling me.
I'm very sorry. Initiative, please.
Gnolls
are going on 9, but they're flat-footed because you've surprised the crap out of them by charging.
Because they're rubbing KY over themselves. Ooh, KY party! Damn!
Oh, Beatrice. Pardon me. Ritual.
They're wearing leather strap-on.
Yeah. They're putting strap-on. 11 for Balazar. He's also trying the jelly they have.
Ritual gets, where's his stupid initiative?
Stupid initiative.
Ritual gets an 18, he has +2 to his initiative, my lord. Whoosh! Ninja Ritual!
Yes. Garut decided he's gonna go.
It'd be him.
It'd be Garut then.
Garut, you're on. You can be this pink D6.
I could be this D4 thing as.
Oh, yeah. It's too tiny for you to roll.
D4, yeah.
You're the cone head one.
Oh, sorry.
Can't believe we're playing with dice now. It's terrible.
Hit actually, can we put these in actual squares rather than.
They are in squares. Oh, that one wasn't
that one.
They were in squares when I put them on the board.
Why are they all neatly lined up like that?
They were.
They're regimented.
They were like that.
That's a bit better.
So they were in the group talking.
They're having a.
And rubbing each other with gel.
That's right, I can still kill that one then go on to that one.
Go on then.
They've probably got the entire legion supply of KY here.
That's a mere 21. That'll hit. Sorry, 23.
That'll hit.
Plus whatever fathom we think flaming.
That'll hit.
23, mate.
It's surprising none of your magical buddies have figured out what it's happened yet, because they haven't rolled for it.
Do we care?
Don't know. It's an odd effect. Not really. You know what it is by looking.
14. Is it fairy fire or something? Suck it.
No, that would be cruel. 14 damage.
Yeah,
it plus. Dead.
Oh, cleave!
Cleave then. That's more than before.
Snicker snack!
Oh, that's just the 12 plus.
It dropped dead.
Quick to cleave!
It's going to be a large fight against the challenge rating 1 gnolls.
Challenge rating 1!
Oh, bugger.
Slith.
Slith. Slith yawns and falls asleep in a corner.
Oh, well, could I have taken a 5-foot step?
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
This tactical thing.
Balazar! Got fireball them.
It's well kind of tempting.
Well worth a fireball.
Yes, well it is by the end of this session, why not? But,
yeah, but we're nowhere near resting.
And, Balazar will assess his chances and let Garut carry on. He seems to be doing a fine job.
Yeah, what about this new axe? You've got to give me a chance.
Let Ratatouille prove himself in battle.
Then.
They charge Garut.
Hooray!
That's right, you don't have to move, they come to you.
One.
Fantastic.
Two. Three. He'll get in if he can.
Can, but he won't be a charge.
That's fine. 3 on charge. We're going to need the charge to get the bones to hit him.
Oh, God. I'm only on 17. I'm not a huge armor class.
The base attack is 3. It's 5. 13.
Not quite.
Cocked.
Oh, cocked die rolling.
17.
Ooh.
That's a hit.
Ooh. What's their threat?
What are they using?
Yeah, it's just a battle axe. It's not.
No.
Schnitt. Take 10 points of damage.
Ooh. Wow.
And that one hits as well.
Ooh.
Take 6 points of damage.
16.
Oh, that's good to hurt.
They're snarling.
Is that a free website where you got the internet shopping lady book from?
No, that was a competition. I won that.
Okay.
Like, I won the Charlie's It, that's I won that too.
Okay.
There's a the website called Lo Qua.
No, the competition one.
That's the competition website. For Britain.
Me?
Yes.
Groof, what are you doing? Stop it right now. And then in...
Yeah, God, you've only killed 2.
Well, I'm not
going
to go.
Groof started. I initiated the action by attacking.
And then in Goblin Eye Change. And... Stop, he surrenders, we're not going to do you any more harm.
Right.
Do you understand, Stoppard?
Who's next?
No. But I've told him to stop.
Ritual stands perfectly still.
It's,
I hate it's you. Ritual. You made a character that was more cute than me.
Remember, who is it?
Ritual.
Ritual's standing perfectly still and looking at you.
Amazing.
backstabs a tool. As he's perfectly still.
You'll lose your plus ones.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
I know, I was just contemplating whether to run in and charge and go, ah, after you've already said no fighting.
You said it in Goblin.
No, you said it in human to me. Oh, you said it in common to me.
I'll just stay where I am.
Next.
Cal Hiss. Now then, now.
Twang.
Yeah, Cal Hiss pulls his bow back.
He understands common.
I know he does. Steps into the room with his bow drawn.
Everything to you, Groot?
Groot?
I'll hold until they attack me, then I'll finish them.
He's a cunning tactician.
Slith stands where she is.
Balzar,
standing.
Monsters.
Number 5 takes a 5-foot step to the side of Groot. They attack him. Groot, you get to go.
I was holding my action too.
Mainly because they don't speak Goblin. And because you charged in and killed two of their mates.
That's for no good reason.
Natural 20!
One hit. Crit.
Oh, not like you need it.
It's a crit.
Is it worth rolling?
Do plus 12 damage.
It's dead.
One go on, roll dead. The number. How dead is it? Go on. How dead?
Clever.
You said one was dead.
Actually, it's not because it's times one 3.
One is dead. Crit.
Right? It's actually 18.
Okay, that's fine.
Loads.
20 odd.
Oh,
jeez. That's hit
like
15! Did you full attack? You got one attack, I think. Oh no, he's held his action. Sorry,
yeah,
action.
Yeah,
and that's my cleave.
15? Yes, hits.
Wow, really?
Big sack.
And then he had that plus 15.
That's 9.
9 won't quite kill one.
Oh, I have to use my second attack.
Oh, yes.
Which hits him, which does at least another
he's
7.
Dead.
Or does another 7.
Ah, it's time to watch a professional at work.
Yeah, I'm going to get the self-defense attack.
I assume that was the one he cleaved into that he hit the second time.
So he hits the third attack.
Yeah, third attack, 24.
That'll hit surprisingly.
Oh,
that's enough.
Just 8 points on.
Not quite dead.
Next.
They attack him.
Demoralised, they surrender.
The hell they do. Four of them mates are dead. One misses.
Yeah, the hell they do.
The other one misses.
The other one wants to do Shaggle and I'll just finish him.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking.
Anyone doing anything?
As I say.
I'm not allowed to come and help you.
Come out if you like.
He said no.
Don't need it. One of them didn't surrender, which I assume is what he said to them. They ignored him.
Yeah, so is that.
See how mutable bastions Marlon's
are. I shall ask them again. Then I don't know they don't understand Goblin.
Yeah, that's so true. You know they don't know they understand.
I just assumed they would do, I say. In that sort of area.
As the heathen, not the human
I shall tell them again to surrender.
Can Ratatouille speak the Gnoll?
Can he speak the Gnoll?
Can
the lizardy folk speak it or not?
We already checked that because we're not giving you the writing.
That's true.
We did, didn't we? We only actually found the answer to that. But we shall continue to look while you continue to do something.
Hit!
Let's look at Cal Hiss is doing anything.
Hit.
Cal Hiss shoots his bow.
Twang!
Oh! I think you're doing anything.
I'm going to run in and charge.
Charge!
I haven't hit anything yet.
6 foot.
Ah, Ritual does speak Gnoll.
Yeah!
Ritual speaks Common, Gnoll and Goblin.
11. You hit.
You missed.
But you don't know that Gnolls don't speak Goblin. So there.
Ritual, what language would these creatures speak?
You say it from combat.
Yes, you do!
Calhis fires.
Blood and guts.
Calhis hits. Calhis does enough. Enough to kill that one that goes damaged.
Dunk!
And I kill it.
Probably.
Go. Oh, maybe not.
That'll miss.
Oh, yes, that's
that'll
it. It's over.
Definitely. That's another 9.
That'll do.
It dies.
Stump! 6 null bodies lie on the floor.
Yay! We have defeated the evil!
So, what did my axe seem to do that was different?
Nothing.
Glows. So, why did you feel the need to just run in there and slaughter them?
They tortured that little goblin.
Bastion, have you not been following Groot's path for the past several weeks? He does go into rooms and kill everything in there. It's what he does.
Yes, and?
Don't know, no, they're saying to me. Maybe.
Sorry, but we can't have guilt by association.
What?
That means that they have sharp teeth. Look, I'm having that.
Oh, good point. I'm having some of them too. No teeth.
Look, you... Okay. I thought you generally frowned upon to use bits of sentient creatures.
No.
What does sentient mean? Thank you.
Nobody complains when they're wearing bloody dragon armour.
Not intelligent.
My mum always told me I shouldn't eat intelligent people. That's why I don't eat the orc.
Watch now. What's your name? See? Doesn't even know that.
Hey, look. Gothic here. Fun with that nose.
I still like the bathroom. I didn't hit anything.
Neither did I.
Go.
I was just defending Garut like a good little fighter would.
That's not a problem.
I was just admiring my boots.
Perhaps you should restrain yourself.
Can I restrain him?
But that's what Guru does. He always bursts into rooms and kill everything in there. We haven't complained about it before.
The gnolls are equipped with studded leather armour, heavy shields, heavy steel shields, battle axes, short bows and arrows.
See, armed to the bloody teeth!
What did you expect? All those goblins were?
Yeah, we let the goblins in. We saved the goblin nation.
Yes,
and there's a few nasty ones. No, they looked like they were armed to the teeth and looked pretty nasty.
And get to search.
20.
20 to search. You find each knoll has some money.
Yay!
I shall roll for that.
Two copper pieces.
Three copper pieces. One.
Five copper pieces.
That's a grand total.
13 gold pieces.
And a dragon orb.
Gold and all. They're actually in small semi-precious gemstones and silver coins. Additionally, one wears a decorative bronze armband. Carved upon its surface in simple lines is a mighty bear.
Mighty
bear.
Does
it fit around my neck?
Yeah,
it
is.
More jewelry.
Your head already clanks.
Why would it fit around her neck?
Because he's a gnoll and I'm a half orc.
Well, how wide an armband is it?
Does it have a? Has it got an opening? Oh, I pictured it as like a bangle that had a.
Well, it probably doesn't
have
that
little
detail.
You want to wear it like a top, but if it's like an armband that's like quite wide, you end up like a giraffe.
It's an armband. Oh, I'll tell you a picture of what you
mean. Well, armbands, big inflatable things.
Yes, armbands. The bronze one. Pretty crap, gets a lot of loan to fill it.
Oh, I'm wearing it around my neck.
It's worth about 15 gold. Ooh. Weapons in the weapon racks near the doors.
What room are we in?
You are in room C33. Hold two clubs, a great club, and three battle axes of average quality. Also, underneath one of the mattresses on the bed, Balin uncovers a jewelled hilted dagger.
Ooh.
And a pouch containing 41 copper pieces.
Oh.
Leave pouch, take dagger.
Yes, make me a prayers check.
Bastion can just use the copper pieces as light source deposits.
16.
It's worth about 100 gold.
And a small gold plague ring of no consequence whatsoever.
Continual flame spell.
What's that do then?
It's doing it.
Light or
it's doing it.
It's a bit like their amulets.
It's just fancy schmancy.
Great.
No more sneaking up for you, Groot.
Or, yeah, because I do that a lot.
What's that?
La 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 la. I'm pulled.
Beware of pulling his finger, you never know what will happen. Tummy button might fall off.
Perhaps you could turn inside out. Perhaps your insides could climb out.
Yeah.
You're going to climb your skirt out. Tummy button. You're going
to
dream.
Well, let's just say it's not minor surgery to put it back in place.
Really? Your belly button's just going to fill up with fluff now because you're too scared to empty
it.
You'll have little belly button afro in the room.
You get up in the morning and your bottom stays in the bed.
You have all your belly hair, haven't you?
I don't have belly hair.
Crab's had it.
Stand up.
My belly hands.
Stand up. Stand up.
Naked.
For the purposes of audio.
Stand up.
Oh, it's the red. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's horrible. Oh, my lord.
Stop exposing yourself.
Oh, no, put it away. Ooh, ooh, matron. Ooh,
but no. Your friends won't judge you on the fact that you have an enormous crab ladder. And how it looks.
No, we thought it was a beard.
Half of my groin completely bald.
Bad leather.
Your back is.
I don't. I've got hair on my back.
One.
Maybe two. I have a very hairy chest also. Very manly. Hirsute.
With two hairs.
He's like a big cuddly bear. Perhaps.
A big cuddly bear.
Very hairy from here then.
Macrame and macrame now available on Charles' body.
It's
true.
Half my eyebrow.
That's true. I look like a satyr.
A satyr. Ooh!
Isn't that half man, half goat?
Beast of insatiable sexual nature.
Leave it away.
What? Look at the lumps.
Continually horny. Yes.
That's not the. That's
I'm
your
not feeling your horn.
Feel my horn.
Parietal.
Feel my horn.
Parietal. Yeah.
Feel my horns.
No!
You don't have
horns. He's just got the one.
I'm your
like
wife, not your sex bunny.
I have two horns.
You need. Any more of these doors open?
Have we totally wandered off topic the most this evening of any other session?
I'm tired. Apparently, though, according to the person that listens to this and emailed Hal, my constant whinings about going home are actually quite endearing.
Oh, that's good.
No.
I don't get that.
I'd like to head to the door to the
evening. What, that I'm endearing?
I think we should check all these rooms in case they're occupied by something which might sneak up behind us. Yeah.
I think our characters are going slowly psychotic in this dungeon.
For the players as well.
Oh, I've been fairly consistent.
Yeah! True!
I spent 12 hours...
The half-orc psychoses have been pretty pleasant.
...making all of the Nationals work, and by the end of it, I was sat giggling at my laptop.
What was that?
Yesterday when I was putting all the team, the groups for each game together, and I was sat there giggling to myself to my laptop, wasn't I? Because I kept going, oh, what am I doing?
Yeah, you lose it.
Come on!
Well, I think if there's anything else in this area, it would have come out with the noise of the battle. Well,
yes!
Fairly quick. I mean, the battle lasted, what, 18 seconds?
It was fairly loud.
Actually, I don't know how loud it is. He cleaved pretty darn well.
Yeah.
Snicker, snacky,
but I was shouting people to stop.
They might be hard of hearing.
True. These walls are pretty thick.
Means nothing, it's a skill check.
Yeah, they have a skill of one.
What?
You mean they may have enormous skill?
Yeah.
That's the first level.
They haven't. They're gnolls.
Gnolls. I think we should check each of these doors, rooms, things.
So what are we doing? Supposed to be going south, are we? Just south
and
east.
Try not to slaughter them all. First time you see them.
Northern door, then, shall we?
May as well.
What? The very northern door, or the,
no,
the one
north
that's just north of where we're standing?
Okay, let me draw that in. See the pattern? It's a very well drawn wall.
They're a bit sloppy in this part of the dungeon. Obviously got fed up building this far in.
That room's square.
Sloppy, not dwarven workmanship, I can tell you.
You're opening the door?
It was made by a good god.
Who's opening the door?
Good god!
Would you like to look for traps?
Yes.
And then once you find the trap, or find there's no traps, step aside so I can open the door.
18.
There, huh?
You don't think it's trapped and everything's locked?
Raktul, what do you think of this door?
It's very nice.
Do you think it has any traps on it? It's a test to see if you win or not.
I win!
What do you win?
No traps on it.
Okay.
So he can confidently walk through it.
He says there's no traps. So
let him prove it.
We're going to believe him, yeah.
Let the goblin prove it. Walk through.
No, I'm going to open the door.
Okay, you open the door. A stone slab dominates the southeast
corner
of the chamber.
Like
the slab is cracked in many places and its surface is filled with crude but colourful graffiti. Several wooden stools have been placed around the painted stone tablet.
What more stools?
And a number of empty jars are set upon it. There are a dozen wooden bunk beds lining the north and west walls, as well as a simple iron rack holding a handful of weapons beside the southern door, which is now open. Three gnolls sit in a circle in the middle of the place. One is holding a handful of bones while the others are eagerly looking on. In front of each of the canine-faced humans, stacked on the floor before them, are stacks of copper pieces.
Oh, fantastic. Let's rob them of their life savings of copper pieces.
Apparently they have keen ears. That's a big lie.
They are not
too engrossed in the game, I think.
Pull my finger.
Oh no.
That didn't work.
No. Strange though.
How is it going to explode? I'm just sorry, I'm really dying. Thank you very much.
You've mistaken yourself for an American car.
Uh-huh.
They tend to explode when they get lightly tapped.
I didn't get tapped, I got pulled
over. Ah! American Dark Room.
Did you watch Brady actually the night?
Well,
no. Where are
you? Which door are you coming
through? Garut is sizing up how quickly it will take you.
Which door are you coming in through?
The south one.
Only on your map, which is which. That door,
right there.
The other south!
They've positioned themselves so two of them are to the front and one of them is behind.
They're engrossed in the game, aren't they?
If that makes sense, they're sat like that, kind of.
Well, I would have sat them the other way so that more people could see the door.
They're not looking at the door.
They're looking at the game slab and the knuckle bones and the piles of money.
Yeah, so I put them back like
they're a bit engrossed in the game.
So I could run in and...
One is behind there we go, that's how it is. They're just sat in comfort playing knuckle bones. Okay, what's the deal?
All eyes look at Garut!
Look,
yes.
They're peaceful, they're playing a game.
They stand and turn to you.
Hello!
Hands on their axes.
Hello!
They kindly ignore the gnarled blood and guts that the Garut's covered in at this point in time.
Tell them that we're friends.
That's bad phlegm.
The face that go along with that very fun?
Yes.
Okay. Does he really?
What?
Say hello and we're friends.
Says something.
Okay.
What's their reaction?
They sort of look at him.
See, I have an interpreter.
Why?
Say, my name is Phelan.
Phelan, do you have those knuckle bones?
Yes. No, he does. He.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Rakuturi has them.
Well, you found some earlier.
Oh, a long time ago. Oh no, I may have given them away. They may have been one of my gifts.
The one at the back there is starting to edge towards the eastern door.
That's a long time.
Hang on, well, geez.
I have an ivory knuckle bone dice.
That's the one.
That's alerting the Null Nation.
Thank you. And I step forward with the and offer it.
One of them steps forward, that's in front. The other one continues to edge towards the eastern door.
Edging towards the eastern door. Alert. Edge alert. Shield. Alert.
This one.
No.
Bow attack.
Back.
He's edging. If he reaches the door, we'll have to kill him.
If he goes anywhere near the door.
One of the other ones steps forward. The one in the middle of them steps forward to about there to meet you.
Balazar edges into the doorway.
Which doorway?
That one.
Okay. The other gnoll continues to edge to the door.
I hope I bounce slightly.
Magic missile coming online. Is he still moving to the door?
Yes.
I'll go with, do you speak anything else in common, goblin, giant, and celestial?
No.
He only speaks gnoll because he's a gnoll.
Okay. Well, I've met some intelligent species in my time.
These are gnolls.
I thought you translate.
I can.
We don't mean you any harm. Please accept this.
That one there's gonna go and get his friend.
I fire a warning arrow.
Magic missile on the guy heading towards the door.
No, at the wall. Stop him leaving.
No,
okay, I won't.
Roll your damage.
No.
Only three of them.
Him?
Seven.
Unless you're stopping him.
Three. Is that
three? Oh, four. Yeah.
Right, and then it's on Rory's and Manoid and the answer thing. First one. That's four. That's 10. That's 15. That's just 16 from the first round of magic missiles.
He dropped dead to the ground.
Boom! Stay still.
Initiative, please.
I didn't mean to.
I think you're on 9.
22.
That knoll's head is just not there anymore.
Ratul goes on 17. Anyone else?
I'm on 14.
20.
Balazar is 14.
Pass. Anyone? Yes. Did you see the comic relief version? I only saw Michael George Michael.
Right,
I thought that was a bit lame, actually.
Yeah.
But
you keep meaning to do it by the DVD, don't you?
Yeah. I haven't seen any for ages, actually.
No, it hasn't been on for ages. I've got two series on CD that
Groot,
I haven't watched them yet.
Is there still three left?
No, there's two.
One of them is Bastion.
I'll write a chance at this guy. Not that I need the last two, but hey.
Oh yes, you did.
I did. 13, 14.
Can you put it out?
16.
You hit.
Actually, no. It's a one. I can't hit on a one on attack, can I?
No.
Chop your own legs off.
Ow!
They grow back.
You only get the one you've had to charge.
Who's next?
Vaden.
Vaden. One of them has dropped dead at the back with some glowing missiles.
Retul, tell them we're sorry and that we didn't mean to, but if they go away, then I'll shoot them.
I think you just killed his friend. He's not going to be happy.
But he's just sleeping. Tell me off if I fight.
They're sleep missiles.
He said no. He's going to kill you.
I'll shoot an arrow in his leg.
The missiles are eternal.
And try and cripple him.
Yes.
There are feats that allow you to do that. Okay.
And you don't have
Can I hide?
You can beat him unconscious.
Go around there and hide, okay. And then come through.
Yeah, you could mercifully beat him unconscious with your merciful beating stick.
You're probably pushing it.
You're probably pushing it as well. You've
had to
move into there, then hide, and then come out again. Let me move very fast.
You've got little legs.
And
your
eye.
The
knowledge interpretation of that move is, shoot me!
Who's next?
Ritual.
Ritual looks into the room.
He's in the room, surely.
Yeah, he is. He does nothing stands behind. Conflict. He stands behind you and looks round.
Did you hide in there? Says you've got. Oh no!
He says in null, pointing directly at you.
That's what I can see.
Yeah, how can he see where I am?
Let me roll on hide.
Roll 70.
Now I have 21. Before I roll.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, well, maybe you won't.
But if you really want me to, 21 plus 15.
He just gestures vaguely across the room. The gnolls just sort of growl at him.
What happened? Can I whisper and stay hidden?
You're 21 in high skill, oh my lord.
Can I whisper and stay hidden?
You should hide. Technically,
yeah, you're really good at hide.
You're in shadows. I know, actually. To hide, but yeah.
I'm going to whisper to him, I'm going to kill you, you little
shit. He's far away from you, he's like 5-6 feet away.
You can whisper 5 or 6 feet.
Well, you can, but that's fighting. Oh,
I could whisper too.
Actually, there's not many a dead dog with magic bullets in his head.
Who's next?
Calhis.
Calhis doesn't partake in this combat.
There's an old point.
Slith
doesn't partake in this combat.
Bowser.
In fact, Calhis walks around the corner in the corridor just to be certain. Positions himself at the junction.
Alright. Balazar, let's loose more magical missiles.
Which one are you aiming at?
The one furthest away.
Okay.
Oh, not as good this time. That's 4. That's 3. That's 7. That's 12. Just the 14.
Another one hits the ground. Next.
Dunk.
Me.
What are you doing?
It was edging towards the door.
You're in a rather bad position there. It's like walking around with a pack of psychopaths.
Don't be cross at me.
It's like having 4 unmuzzled Dobermans.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
Hey, you chose your alignment. There's just one left. And two with steaming heads.
Okay. Where are we?
Much thinking is going on.
Encounter level.
A million.
There's only one left.
I'm going there too.
You are going to
don't
pulling the back from the dead. No.
stand in front of the knoll.
Yeah.
Turn my back on him and try and prevent him from hitting him.
How? Try and get in the way.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And if you just try and hit him, I shall hit him back.
What, you want to hit Garut?
Yes. Okay. Stop what you're doing, I've told you about this.
So that's your action.
Yes, okay. And...
Who is it?
Monster. Mr. Knoll.
Goes swing at Garut. 20.
Ooh. Do you not swing at Bastion since he's...
Nope.
Alright.
Garut went to hit him. Bastion hasn't attacked him yet.
Isn't he standing in front of the Knoll?
Yes, but so is Garut.
Right. What I'm trying to do is stop him.
7 points of damage.
Oh. Quack.
Quack.
Quack. Self-defense, mate.
Why, you started it.
No, I'm talking to Garut. He's been hit.
Then it's Garut.
I'll punch the Knoll in the face.
Guys, can I...
Oh, hang on. That'll give him an attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
That is so crap.
Bastion's looking angry.
Oh, it's tense. Combat.
It's tense. There's not a lot else I'm going to do.
Really
tense. Yeah, that'll do it.
Oh, muffin.
Oh, that's even the wrong guy.
Well, can I try and stop him hitting him?
Yes.
13 points of damage.
Go for a disarm.
Fight!
Well,
that'll hit him. Oh, will that hit his weapon?
Are you trying to sunder him?
Stop it.
If you try and sunder him.
I'm not trying to sunder it, I'm just trying to stop it impacting.
I rolled 25
to. So you're basically parrying, effectively.
Yeah.
There's no rule for that, is there?
No.
You try and disarm him, that's probably the closest thing we get to it.
Yeah.
It's all very odd and difficult.
Is it very? They don't expect me to do this, do they?
No. They don't expect this out.
This is D&D, for God's sake.
If you're hitting something, you're aiming to kill it in D&D. There's no subtleness about the game.
That's why killing didn't get to experience
it.
You probably hit him if you wished to.
I would hit his weapon.
Yeah.
Try and knock it out of the way.
That's a sunder, then have a go. Rather, because you're with a stick and he has a huge orcish double axe,
you're not going
to break his weapon with a sunder, you'll probably knock it out of his hand, is probably the easiest way.
Okay.
You're not a skillful disarm, you're just whacking it.
Yeah. It takes 3.
What? Damage?
Yeah. Because I get just 23 hit it.
Tink, then, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Oops. Okay, Garut, you swing on. There's a bit of a tink.
Yeah. That's 13 plus of damage.
He dies.
Crump!
I need to make a roll.
This room has been neutralized.
Woo!
Guess what's cool?
They've heard. Good, good.
Uh-oh.
Ah. I'm being taught how to GM.
Right. Mm-hmm. Why do you feel it necessary to do that? You, most of all.
Me, just edging towards the bloody door. He wouldn't stay still.
Yeah?
He was warned. And he was going to warn his fellow comrades.
There is a time for diplomacy, and this was it.
Yeah. I don't think that diplomacy would have worked too well with Garut covered in null blood and guts from the other room, if you look at him.
I killed him very swiftly and cleanly.
Well,
there was no splatter, because I only hit two of them twice.
There's a shout from Calpis outside the door. You hear an arrow shoot down the corridor.
Yes, and there you go. All yours. You want to go and wade in, feel free.
The door opens.
Don't expect me to help you.
The door opens.
I think Bastion's thrown a holy strop.
That end door opens and some more gnolls come in.
This one?
Yes. Put Calpis in the corridor. There, he's shooting some of them. 9 are coming out of the room next to you.
Great.
So, 3 or 4 that burst in. There we go. The rest, some will be in the corridor. Calvis will have a ping at them. Most of them
fancy haste?
Is it worth it?
Do you get extra?
Well, I get an extra partial action, but they're crap.
Okay.
They're coming from the room opposite.
Yeah. So, what are you doing?
Salazar, mage armour.
We'll go in initiative order.
So that's what we're doing.
Are we back to the top then?
No, we'll roll them in your initiative. They're going on a 14. Everybody else can go as they were.
So if that was a 22, so they don't come down till 14.
Mm-hmm. That's where they're coming in, basically.
They'll come in on there.
Yep.
And it'll be... Balazar.
That's probably where they burst into the room and fought.
Balazar.
Yeah, Balazar already shot.
Balazar casts mage armor on himself.
Whang.
Very good.
Where is Balazar in the room?
I don't know. I was put in by somebody else.
Oh, you went?
We got
in
at all.
No. Wherever. The D12.
Just metal dice, which are unlikely to actually.
Maybe somewhere about somewhere near the doorway, enough to see where those other gnolls were.
But probably just stepped into the room.
I think Steve needs to be represented by this.
It's fine.
There are gnolls that are the same shape as you know.
That's going to make a difference.
They may come over.
Unlikely.
Okay.
Past me, yes.
You. You cast Sanctuary.
I stay where I am.
Okay. Is that?
Ready in action to cast a spell at them if they look like they're going to overwhelm the party.
That one of those cone spells that would knock the party of gunges.
That would be it.
Ah.
Does not the party party at all?
Oh no.
Unfortunately.
So Bastion turns evil at last.
He's righteous.
Righteous and evil.
You're on some gnolls have burst in. Good start.
How would you like greater magic weapon?
No,
I saw it, yeah.
It's not worth it. That'll be 22.
That'll do it.
I have to go buy biscuits now.
You have to buy biscuits.
I need biscuits.
These goblins are represented by biscuits.
They don't have 12.
It's alive.
It's alive.
Wow.
Alive!
Sorry.
Supernovas.
Dead it be alive. 18.
That'll hit.
Best be dead now.
Damn
13.
That kills it.
Cleave. That's higher than I rolled before. Jesus, just 7.
Doesn't kill it.
Third attack. That misses. Kind of zoom. On an 8. That was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Balin.
Balin.
Some
gnolls have burst in.
I hide. Oh, I'm still hidden, aren't I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. How far can I move?
4 squares.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hmm.
Ooh!
4 consecutive squares.
Interesting move.
Teleporting.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Very good.
You can subdue something unless you want to move somewhere else as well.
If I fire, I'll become visible, won't I?
Well, they'll know where you are.
You're not invisible. Oh, okay,
they can see
I could make you invisible.
They can see you with a spot check if they bother
want
to look. But currently, no.
It's a great invisibility.
A crazy half orc is in front of you.
Maybe next time. I just want to see what.
The armor class is higher.
Ritual.
Ritual takes a leaf out of the thief's book and tries to hide.
brave Ritual.
Backs into a corner and hides.
Stink. Ooh. Calhis?
Calhis fires his bow down the corridor. And crit threat. Crit.
Killed.
What's he doing? D8 plus?
D8 plus 2 times 3.
9. 14. 21. One dies.
Stink! Calhis takes out the gnoll.
This is 20 bow times 3 crit.
Cracking.
Nice shot by the lizard man.
Slith?
Slith produces flame and shoots it down the corridor.
She's next to her.
Yeah, all be together. She rolled 5. That's not going to cut it, I don't think.
It's a ranged touch.
Yeah. What's her ballistic type skill thing?
Plus 4.
She misses a 10 to hit her. On a touch. Kind of a yogurt.
You kind of just noticed.
Sorry.
That's them.
Them.
Them. Giant ants.
The one that's nearest Groot sidesteps down the wall, letting his mate in behind. The one that's in front of him, yeah, like that, or the others moving around him as best they can. So they'll be to the corner, and then he'll be in there. And then the others will move across the corridor.
In?
Yeah, they'll go in as best they can. And then they'll leave one by the door, facing outwards.
There?
No, inside the room, away from the bow shot, just to guard the door. So that's 4 on Groot. Natural 20. God's sake. Natural 20.
Oh!
Critical.
Ouch!
And they're using battle axes, aren't they?
4. Yeah.
Times 3 then.
4, 10, 12. 18 points of damage. No, I lie. 20 points of damage.
I'm 12 down, remember?
Why? Second one. Misses. Third one. Natural 20.
Ooh!
Doesn't crit. It's 5 points of damage. Fourth one. 19. 18. 7 points of damage. Are they laying down the smack yet?
A bit.
That critical does a bit of damage, doesn't it?
Yes.
Wow. Potential of 30 points of damage from a critical from these things.
Balazar casts sleep on this lot.
Okay.
Right, it affects 4 hit dice of creatures.
Okay.
Okay, if I wanted to be a wizard, could
what
I be
they
a wizard as well?
15?
Is that right?
Yeah.
15?
But it's... Do you have spell focus enchantment?
Nah. No, he doesn't.
No, I don't think it is. It's 15.
Two of them fall asleep.
Stunk!
Where did you center it?
I centered it on that d8
card. On that one there. Just that one.
The one that he's being the champs.
And
the one to his side. It's the boom one away. Yeah. Randomised between the two. They two fall asleep.
His next talk is invocation I've got.
Me. I assess Groot's situation.
You're healing from 50 feet away.
There's a bit of a cut there. Maybe a broken rib.
23.
A slight grazing of the elbow.
How are you doing?
I'm 23 from 78.
He's not looking good. He's looking a bit groggy. They're mobbing him a bit. But you know he's quite strong. He's nowhere near death.
I'm quartered.
When I hold my action.
Three quarters is dead.
If they look like they're going to land a mortal blow, I will cast them.
Very good. Who's next?
You now, yes.
You're going to vent your revenge. You've hit one of them already. The one that's by the wall.
Yes. Yeah, let's go for it. Natural 20.
Natural 20!
Yes.
Yes, you crit.
Fantastic.
He's dead then.
Yes, I crit. Yep. And let's move on to 27 for the second take. Cleave will be 22.
Ho ho!
For 13.
Snack.
Yep, still kicking.
Ooh. 18.
Yep, that's shooting down.
Yeah, that's 24.
Ooh,
sorry, 24, I can't add up. Sorry, 14.
14 misses.
No.
That was the damage.
Damage.
That's cocked.
That's going to miss. 9.
That misses.
Berlin,
what are you doing? Go on then, that's a charge.
With the merciful club?
Yes.
Here, have some mercy.
Dunk! Plus 2 to hit.
17 altogether.
That'll hit. Damage?
I think. No. I'm confused. Which sword am I using?
Your short sword.
I've got 2, haven't I?
Your short sword of mercy, I assume you're using.
Yeah. I've got a short sword for plus 2 and a short sword plus 1 merciful. I'll use the merciful one even though. Okay. 17.
You hit. Damage.
Could you count some sneak attacks?
Hold on. Yeah, fair enough.
Sorry, I was having to use your.
Yes, it does.
It uses a lot more than that.
Says, plus this, I'm sorry, I haven't played for a while. We haven't hit anything for ages. 1d6 when active for the merciful, so it's 1d4 plus 1d6 plus 1 to hit. Is that right?
That's
your
best
damage. That's your damage, isn't it? That's what I mean.
You're also attacking from behind.
How many? 4.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a large number.
Yeah, I don't like it.
1, 5, 6.
It's unconscious. It drops unconscious to the ground.
18. Overkill, yes.
Crunch. Not overkill, because you're a massive
fuck. Just enough kill.
Who's next?
Ratul.
Ratul. How many have we killed?
A fair few. There's two left standing.
What numbers are adding up?
There's two left standing.
Two unconscious.
One unconscious, two asleep.
Two asleep, that's what the numbers are adding up. I'm at the two that are asleep. There we go. Two, Ratul.
Mm-hmm.
Ratul has no missile weapons. We haven't given him any.
Give him a spear.
Move forward and...
Yeah, Ratul moves forward.
He has a spear.
He doesn't.
He has a spear, no?
We had shed lines, and fuck all use to anyone else. Poke someone with it. It's not very difficult.
It was a goblin spear. It's a
pokey stick.
It's a pokey stick, basically.
You can probably hit some actually. Assuming he's not that terrible.
Wouldn't count
it. Oh, was he on a negative?
It's first level. You don't get the best attack bonus.
Hey, I was first level for 63 bloody
right.
years.
He misses. He misses, but he's in combat.
Book two. It's Calhiss.
Calhiss takes a step to the right in front of Slith and shoots his bow.
Twang!
Which misses.
Next.
Slith.
Takes a step around Calhiss and shoots his flame. Which I believe hits. Which on
D6 plus?
D6 plus 4. That one takes 6 points of damage. Who's next?
They are.
The one by the door steps in. And they both go for a wallop on Goon. Missed. Hit.
Damn.
10.
Jeez.
Watch out.
Well, I'm on 13.
Watch this.
Getting close.
Oh, this is time where Ratul stabbed you in the spine, isn't it?
Think of the XP.
He's first level. He can't get me to minus 10.
Yeah, but he can if you're unconscious. You take his time.
Yes, they are proficient with spears.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Takes Balazar.
Balazar assesses the situation.
Two alive, one unconscious, two asleep.
Oh, right. I think I've got a magic missile left.
You've got plenty.
Okay. The one that's attacking Garud.
There's two attacking Garud.
He's fresh.
He's on fire, actually. He's been
burned. Oh, he's not on fire. Anyway, he's not fresh, though.
All right. The one that looks the most fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Text 4, 8, 11, the 14 points.
Okay, hit him for 14 points. Doesn't go down.
Ah! Hurt him a bit though.
That's me.
Running for 10. Oh, you did a full, big, fat run. Okay.
Might have moved twice.
Yes, fair enough.
Why did he say he had to move twice?
Because that's all he did, was move.
Garud.
25. Hit.
For 9.
Dies.
Cleave. 14. Right, miss.
Miss.
26 second attack for 8
hits, doesn't die.
22 for third attack.
A lot of points.
This is the one I'm so late.
Woohoo! No one's on fire. Number
7. That kills it.
Stunk!
They're all dead. Except for the three around.
Except for the unconscious.
Yes, the unconscious ones that Bastion can convert and talk to. Right. At his leisure.
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 Via our goblin interpreter.
Yeah, so it's very nice that you left some of them alive.
Well, you're welcome! You seem a bit upset about us killing them all.
Yes. But there you go.
I snuck.
I'm still there. And that's off sacred healing burst.
Does that heal everybody?
Yes.
Me too.
How much?
You get past healing 3.
So the unconscious one will come conscious, the rest will just stay asleep.
Do I get healed too?
Yeah. Yes.
That, do I get all 12 hit points back?
No. You will only get 9.
Okay, I'm still minus 2.
The unconscious one got conscious.
Everyone will get 9 hit points. But it's on the floor. Nice. Crouch down next to it.
So grips its battle axe.
I put my hand on his chest. And I don't do anything else.
It's snarling at you.
I just stand there. I just crouch there with my hand on his chest.
He's snarling.
That's fine.
Come on, the snarling all that music.
Let me just check.
Squirt him with water.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just restraining him.
Are you touching him? Or
if he comes in contact with me, that's his problem.
Oh, interesting. If he touches you...
Steve's not touching him. He's
got his hand
to the
just
hand.
Slightly above
just
his...
Just to...
Sort of press, but if he tries and sits up in his ear, he'll go, I'd burn, he does burn, sigil,
he
does.
Obviously he would. And your hand touches him, and it burns him.
I mean, it's like watch it.
Passes.
Yeah.
He backs away from me.
Across
the floor, dragging his battle axe with him.
Right. But, as I... Can I see, Ratul?
Yes.
Ratul! Ratul's hidden, wasn't he?
No, he's stabbed.
But you said that we
tell him to stay in the corner.
Sorry.
I don't understand.
Sorry. No one will hurt him.
He can make a spot check to see Ratul. Little voice comes from the corner and growling and snarling. The gnoll starts to back away towards the sort of door and the corner.
There.
Mm-hmm. At that point, he runs through the door.
I don't do that.
Why?
No.
Because we're going to kill him if he runs through the door.
He starts to run through the door.
Magic missile.
But isn't there one of us down here?
Yes, Calvis is out there.
Calvis will shoot him.
He starts to run up that corridor.
Magic missile. As soon as if he's going for the door, magic missile.
We'll need to make an initiative check.
Okay.
Hold your action.
Initiative check.
He's going on a 19.
I'm going on 21.
Then you can magic missile him.
Right. That's 5.
You're going to die.
7.
He's dead.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
He's dead. Fall to the ground.
Crumb, but efficient.
Let's go sleepy bye bye now.
Shall we shut the door?
Before we interrogate the next two.
Yeah, I think this is mostly painless.
I can stand guard at the... Oh, can I move this yet? No, me and Ratul can stand guard at the door. Invisibly.
Well, yes, feel free. No, we need Ratul.
Oh yeah, but he can shout.
Yeah, you can shout invisibly.
And you still got 2 sleeping ones.
He's
dead. Do you want to tie up there and turret sleeping ones next to him?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
We're not cruel.
No, not at all.
Okay. Oh yeah, I slept them, didn't I?
XP-tastic.
Well, XP-ish.
Null touched you, he burned. Says something about the null.
I wouldn't go tastic. It says nulls are evil.
Yeah. It'll probably be enough to level up Ratui.
Ratatouille. Ratatouille! What page are we on for this?
30 or...
There we go. Right then, your level is now...
Seven.
You're currently 7, aren't you? Yes, but you also include your NPCs.
Alright.
Right then, level 7 is 6th level. Burning Hands Trap is 1400. Phantasmal Killer Trap.
Ouch.
Was 1,050.
Ooh.
2 glyphs of warding at 1,400 each is 2,800.
Ooh.
6 gnolls at 1 each. Oh god, 1 is 263.
263.
What's 9 times 263?
You make 9 times 300.
I was just adding up the rest of it.
It's just 9 times 263, please.
Sorry.
9 times 263.
Mm-hmm. What odd number?
2367.
2367. And 9 times 350, please. They were tools, happy he's hanging out with you lot.
Yeah,
that
is.
3159. 9 times 350.
Mm-hmm.
3150.
Well done, Mr. Blues, the teacher. Are you ready?
1,450.
Divided by 7.
Oh, 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 oh. That's the killer.
1,538.1.
769. Lovely. Calcis and 23,462.
Yeah, that's what I got. How much sales
again? 23,462.
Not too much. Next level. 28.
Oh, slowing down. Not as bad as the last one though. Yeah, but we were advancing too quickly.
Yeah.
If you think if we carried on leveling every two sessions, and we're only
in rock,
we're only in
Calcis and Slithy are on 9,573. Raktul is on 1,269.
Is he leveled yet?
He has indeed.
Fantastic. Raktul level two, got
twice as good as he was.
Level two.
Yes, he is. He's twice. He's twice. Happy.
Twice the goblin.
He's landed on his feet. Not only is he better, he's got all his cool stuff.
Level up. I'll have to character him up.
Plus all the stuff he's natural.
Yes, that's right. Plus he's on a gravy train.
No, actually, I've probably got a better spot than him, to be honest.
At the moment.
Yeah. It might be 380.
No. I have the mark of Shah.
Send it to Henry Overthorpe. And give it again.
Which apparently is now an evil dwarven god.
No, I never said it was dwarven.
It's a 10-foot dwarf!
It's a god.
He's a master of his game.
Can't, yeah, I was going to say, can't gods look like whoever they want to look like?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that would answer that one.
Is it,
can they?
Yes. They look like pink fluffy bunnies. They're as bright and blessed, didn't you know?
Yes, that's true. Or Charlton Heston.
Yes, of course.
Are you ready to go?
Okay, do you want to stop
there
that?
There we go. I don't know. So we never started it.
Take the batteries off.
Yeah. Oh, it's putting the wrong way around. Sorry.